Stock, this is dictating on Judith Rogers. Stengel. That is S, S as in Sam, S-T-A-N-G-L-E. S as in Sam, T as in Thomas. Stengel. S-T-A-N, N as in Nancy, G-L-E. Stengel Judith Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, R-O-G-E-R-S. Date of birth is 2-14-45. And date of visit is 12-20-23. Please make a copy for Joey Wilder, D-O. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R-D-O. Joey is J-O-E-Y. Next, paragraph. Dear Joey, thank you for sending Judith Stengel for pulmonary evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a 78-year-old female who was seen at the Advent Health Emergency Center for shortness of breath and pain under the left breast in September this year. The patient also had some cough and was sent for a chest CT. Chest CTA, which showed no pulmonary emboli, but the lung fields demonstrated subpleural reticulation and mild atelectasis or scarring in the left lower lobe and lingula, period. There was a right upper lobe pulmonary nodule measuring 6 millimeters, and there were no mediastinal masses noted or pleural effusions. Follow-up chest CT in 6 to 12 months was suggested per guidelines, period. The patient denies any weight loss, hemoptysis, chest pains, fevers, or chills. She has a history of hypertension. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a hysterectomy as well as right knee replacement surgery and left knee repair for meniscus tear, period. She also had a history for a fractured left leg and left arm for which she required surgical repair and rod placement, which was later removed. She has hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and she did have a fall earlier this year with a contusion to her head, following which she states she has had vision problems and was diagnosed to have a mild stroke in her eye and is followed up by the ophthalmologist. She did have a temporal artery biopsy as well. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and quit. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph, family history, both parents died at an elderly age. Father had heart attacks, mother had a stroke. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight gain, no fatigue or fever. She has shortness of breath and wheezing, occasional cough. She has reflux symptoms and no diarrhea or constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included lisinopril 20 mg daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily, pravastatin 40 mg daily, meloxicam 7.5 mg daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 179 and saturation 99. HEND, non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, there's mild edema, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is left basilar atelectasis. Number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis. Number 5, history of hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. She will go for a complete pulmonary function study and a follow-up chest CT without contrast next month. Copy of her recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 1 month, at which time I'll make an addendum. If the nodule is over 8 millimeters, a PET CT will be ordered. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Joey Wilder, D-O, W-I-L-D-E-R, D-O.